HF24, thank you for joining us here. This is part of the show that you get from the HeidiandFrank.com website. But if you want to get it all, you got to become a VIP. So be sure and sign up today and tell a friend about it. This next interview we did was with Zane Lamprey and Steve McKenna from Drinking Made Easy.
Great guys.
This, I was so nervous.
Why?
When these guys showed up. Because they do Drinking Made Easy. They were on like Travel Channel and did all the drinking shows.
Mm-hmm.
And that's right in the middle of when I quit drinking, those 2 months that I stopped drinking.
Right.
And
say what?
That was just bad timing. Think of the fun we could have had.
In the olden days, when Drink Framer was alive and well.
You'd have been with Lane Zamprey.
Meeves to Kenna. Yeah, exactly. And Steve.
Slidey Slamilton.
Steve reminds me a lot of Drink Framer, but he had that giant beard.
That's right, yeah.
He had a t-shirt on. He wore it the night of his show here at the Lovitz that said drunk, and it was basically his picture. And
nice.
He's owned it, but I feel like that's where I was going to be. And someday I know Steve McKenna is going to be in my shoes, lying in a pool of piss and saying, I think I've had enough.
Maybe he already has and said, you know what?
No.
I still could drink more.
I don't think he has. I don't think he's hit that wall yet, but I enjoyed these guys on the show. I was nervous. I think it could have been epic if we would have brought out some bottles and just started drinking that day.
I think Steve McKenna could have gone on for hours. Yeah, Zane did say that Steve, like, he can outdrink Zane even. He said, no, Steve cannot, you cannot outdrink him. And I think that little thing in your head went, oh, man, back in the day, I don't know.
It would have been on.
It would have been on. But it was still a great
show. We're going to have these guys back, because I'm drinking again. So we're going to have these guys back on, and we're going to have a drinking show with Zane and Steve.
This is from June 6th, this interview, by the way.
Yeah, here's the show that we did with them back in June 6th.
Here's the Heidi and Frank Show on the Toad Hop Network.
Welcome back to the Heidi and Frank Show. We're here with our special guests, Zane Lamprey and Steve McKenna from Drinking Made Easy.
Well, when you say special, you're talking about Steve.
Yes.
Yeah.
My beard is special.
I'm loving that beard. Did you start growing that for the NHL playoffs? I mean, because that's amazing.
Yeah, like,
you look like you started growing it when you first started growing facial hair. It's been going a while.
6 months?
Okay, so we're at a point right now where Steve's beard looks cool. Like, it's a fun-looking beard. It's the way that it's supposed to be. But
is it soft?
I don't know. I don't personally know. I haven't gotten really.
I was trying to trick you see.
Feels the same as his pubes.
Oh, all right then. So a little coarse.
He's been. No, soft. What are you talking about? What's happening? He's been complaining about it for 5.5 months. Now he's 6 months in. Now he's like celebrating it. Because now it's like, you know, he used to say every day he used to want to shave it or trim it or do something.
It's getting out of control. I mean, I can't feel the pillow. It's just weird.
You don't even need a pillow. That is a pillow.
I wake up and, you know, and mustache is up my nose.
Oh,
it's weird. Because
I saw pictures of you on Zane's Twitter page. I started following you this morning. And
did you know that I tweeted that picture of you?
Tweeted. Last night you went to the Absolute party, right?
Yes, we were at the Absolute party. Is this camera?
That's you,
that's
baby.
That's you guys.
You
look
guys
at that.
Have the world's biggest camera. I wish there was a camera on that camera to show people. That is, we call that a Steve cam. Anytime something is the same size as Steve's member, we just call it that.
Steve
well, that's
cam.
Actually a big camera.
Compared to, You don't have to, like, lean on me, dude.
Yeah,
just hang. No, I don't want to actually feel your beard.
Everybody.
Oh, God.
But the picture you posted was of
that's
Steve.
That's a legitimate picture.
Passed out on the couch.
I don't even, on my couch last night. Steve lives in Virginia, so he's visiting. We just shot yesterday and the day before we shot the Drinking Made Easy Los Angeles episode, downtown L.A. So it was all hanging out drinking with homeless people. And then we went to a party. Hold on, I'll show you. And then we went to a party last night, and then Steve just came home and passed out. I'm going to bring up another picture.
And you must have been eating something before you passed out, because it was in your beard. But you look good today. You came in, you dressed up for
the beard does look
Heidi,
nice.
This is the picture. Okay, but here's the one that I was like, I can post that without his permission. Here's the one that I didn't post. Can people at home see that? It's Steve with his pants unzipped.
And his legs crossed.
And his legs
like he fell asleep with crossed legs.
Hey, if you want to get in there, man, I'm going to sleep. But
I think I have a picture of you.
It's up to you. No, you don't have a picture of me.
I do actually all right. have a few.
Well, you should in the future because you can payback. A little bit of payback.
A little more volume? Okay.
Yes.
If I have a little, I can't hear
you. Oh, my God. That's yeah. like I can hear it resonating.
Yeah, you hear yourself.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I need one of those shirts, by the way, that you're wearing, Steve.
Well, this is a flannel. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
These are new, right?
Did you bring the drinking? No, this is the first
time. All right, where do I or people get those?
You can get those at drinkingmadeeasy.com.
All right, I want. That's a cool looking shirt.
We'll bring you one.
Oh, well,
it's a flannel. No, it's a thermal.
Thermal.
Yeah.
I do thermal.
I'm wearing a flannel.
Yeah.
And it's good for drinking.
Mm-hmm. Now, can you guys go anywhere without somebody handing you a drink? I mean, do you have to buy drinks anywhere you go? But like, hey, there's the guys from Drinking Made Easy Sheets. So
that is how that happens a lot. Like, I'll be at a bar. This has happened to me by myself. I've been in a bar and someone comes up to me and they'll bring me. Can you turn me down just a little bit?
It's too much for you.
Yeah, it's too much for me. And now a little up.
There we go.
This is like having sex. Not so hard. No, short. Oh. So, faster. No, not that fast.
Frank! So this guy comes up to me and he has two shots in his hand. And I know what's going to happen. He wants to do a shot. He's respectful of my time. He thinks if he brings me a beer, that maybe I have to then finish that beer with him instead of just taking a picture. So people bring shots. So they bring a shot and they come up with two shots. And here, we did a shot. We did a shot together and then he leaves.
Less commitment.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So he walks up and then behind him is another guy with two shots. I'm like, guys, no.
But then you go, if I say yes to you, then this guy thinks I'm an asshole.
Exactly.
I can't. But then eventually you're like, I can't do 15 shots and then.
Well, see, I had that problem.
Yes, I know.
Is that.
You can't say no?
Well, when we have an event, like you guys have a show here tonight at the Lovitz, and we've done shows here at the Lovitz, and people come out, and then I feel like I want to have a shot with everybody who came out, and
right.
I don't say no, and
right.
then I turn into this character, because I'm Frank Kramer, and they call me Drank Framer.
Oh.
And so that's when this crazy shit happens, and I'm like, really? What? And then I have to look at Facebook or Twitter to figure, that's what I did.
Yeah.
I recently slowed down my drinking quite a bit. And
what does that mean? What are you talking about, Frank?
Well,
How do you do that? Don't tell Dude. Steve. If Steve does that
you guys are done.
You guys are over.
If this was just two like clean shaven white dudes going around drinking, if that's what our show was, it would be a little awkward if it's me and then him sitting across from the bar. But the beard sort of changes it up. When I go places with him, with the beard, people are like, that's a weird looking beard, and then they notice, oh, I've seen those guys, and so we get recognized a lot more together. Than me on my own. I don't know how you do.
So 6 months ago, when your face looked more like his, right? I guess like you just had scruff.
That's horrible.
Well, actually, no. I've had this beard for. I mean, we shaved it, but then I started growing it again immediately. So I've
so
had
fine.
A beard.
So 8 months, whatever. Trying to make a point here.
2 years.
You're saying the beard is sort of its own character. So you got to keep that at this point.
Yeah,
you want to get rid of it now.
Yeah, because otherwise it's. I mean, in the beard, it's creepy. When he's just standing there staring at you, that's creepy.
And then when he's got like the head of a beer on
his
beard,
in the mustache,
it's like a rabid walrus.
Exactly, that's creepier. But even more creepy is when he's clean shaven and he's standing there doing that weird thing. He has all these habits, like he'll sort of. When he's thinking, he'll comb his beard or do these things. And then we shaved him in the last episode of the last season and season one, so season two and three.
I didn't know what to do with myself.
And he kept doing it. He's like, he looked like, he's on meth or something.
You see him 2 weeks later, he's all scabby. Like, I just trying to pull it out.
Yeah,
so he had like phantom beard where it was still there for you and you just kept stroking your phantom beard.
Exactly.
So there is no chance of you getting rid of this now.
We're not going to give you a chance to speak. Yeah. It's better that way.
It is better.
Don't you feel like you're at a press conference?
My beard.
Yeah.
And sunglasses.
I'm not sure that's a camera.
It's his penis.
It's like a Steve penis.
Yeah. Steenus.
What was you were drinking in downtown LA.
Yeah.
That episode hasn't been.
No. I mean, we shot that yesterday, so that'll air. That'll be the last episode. That'll air probably.
And the Drinking Made Easy show is pretty much you go and you drink at a bar. Is it like Three Sheets in a way?
Yeah. It's basically the same thing. It's just.
It's an Americanized.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's in the U.S. as opposed to being high budget out of the country. And then I have my stunt drinker. We shoot a lot more episodes of Drinking Made Easy than we do or did of Three Sheets.
Have you ever? What's the strangest thing? Have you ever had horse semen?
Have you?
I don't think there's alcohol in that.
Why?
No, I thought they said in some countries they ferment horse semen and it's done as a shot. Remember we talked about it on the show and you were like, would you?
I think it
and
was
we were
New
talking
Zealand.
About when you're traveling.
I've been to New Zealand and that didn't come up.
Well, that's good, I guess, that you never had. Because you always feel like when in Rome, like, I'm in your country, and if this is
I'd
what
be
you
afraid
got,
people were fucking with me, like, if they did say, hey, no, we normally drink horse semen shots here.
Yeah,
like,
mate.
Oh, well,
you're like,
I guess
I don't
I'm
know,
here. And they're like, no, okay, we don't.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Mine was milk.
I had raw bull testicles. That was awful.
Raw?
Raw.
Oh. Well, here's what happened.
Still on the bull?
Yeah. How freaky did it get?
How raw?
A little salty.
Well, we did the first season. We did food challenges, and you know, Zane, we went to my buddy's bar, or our buddy's bar, and we had the bull testicles. Mm. And Zane, they come out and they're
the
like
best
cooked.
Storyteller. Yeah. I don't know ever. Wait, I'm gonna interrupt. Here's what happened. So Steve is a drinker. His name means. So for anyone who doesn't know, we do the show Drinking Made Easy. Steve's on HDNet, soon to become Access, I guess.
Right.
Mark Cuban requires us to say that whenever we appear someplace. So anyway, we do this show. We travel around and drink. Steve has a bit of a reputation for drinking multitudinous amounts of alcohol and doing crazy things. Right. So I couldn't really send him off to do alcohol challenges in season one, so I had him do the food challenges. Awesome. Drinking, he's awesome at.
Right.
Too good. To the point where he's bad. Eating challenges, he's horrible. Like you know, someone will go in and eat like an entire 8-foot pizza, and Steve will eat like 3 pieces and be like, oh gosh, my tummy hurts.
It's not true. It's not true.
Absolutely true. So he didn't by himself.
He'll eat
it was
the cinnamon
very boring.
Steaks.
Then we had a 300-pound guy on tour with us. We had like 15 people. The guy who was in the Pleiplius, our monkey costume, Wes, he's about, or was at some point, 300-pound guy. And I had him step in to challenge Steve because Steve was doing so poorly. Come to find out, he's just as bad. I don't know how he got to be 300 pounds.
I was whooping his butt, actually.
Well, I don't know if you whoop anyone's butt. So I step in and said, guys, move over. Here's how it's done. And I just destroyed him.
Yeah. Well, so, you're a human garbage can when it comes to
you.
Eating.
Thank you. And so when we went to our buddy's bar, we were going to do, it was in Colorado, we were going to do Rocky Mountain oysters, mm-hmm. bull testicles. So they brought a plate out beforehand, which I'm glad that they did. But then when Steve saw me, he's like, oh, big deal. He ate one.
What does it look like if you didn't know it was?
Like a chicken nugget.
Okay. Yeah. They're deep fried, right?
The ball is, their testicle is about the size of like a grapefruit.
Okay.
Then they freeze them. They cut them up. And then when they fry, they shrink, you know, and it's not like the actual ball. It's
They're
just
breaded.
A portion of it.
Yeah, it's a slice of breaded ball.
Okay. So, that sounds so bad.
Yeah, exactly. So I said, that's not very visual. What do we do with this? So I talked to our buddy Tabor. What's his bar's name?
Woodcellar.
Woodcellar in Evergreen, Colorado, whatever. Right. So I said, hey, let's go back in the kitchen and see what we got here. So I took one under hot water, and I washed it under the hot water, and the breading
came
off.
And it came on you?
It came out, yeah. And then I drank.
You washed too vigorously.
Yeah.
So it was then just this floppy little piece of meat. It was disgusting.
Was it like white or looked like meat?
It looked like, yeah. It was disgusting.
Did you see veins and squiggles?
Oh! Yeah,
it
absolutely.
It jiggled like raw chicken.
Oh.
So we had the Cisco rep there who called the manufacturer and cleared that we could actually eat them raw. Not we, he.
And by we, I mean he.
And so we brought the plate out. And Steve was expecting these, like, oh, I'll eat these, you know, chicken nuggets, whatever. And we brought it out. He's like, come on, man. You got to be kidding me. So then Tabor, whose bar it was, he's like, dude, move over. I'll do it with you. So then Tabor and him ate them. I think you
with
had,
no dipping sauce or anything? Or
well, we gave him sauce, but that just made it worse.
It made its own sauce.
You can't chew them. Yeah. You can't tear them. You can't cut them. They're just so soft.
Gummy? It's like.
You had to swallow them whole.
Yeah, yeah. You can't break them down and break them in half in your mouth. They're just sort of like, because their veins attached.
Oh,
that's why they almighty. Deep fry them.
So
you're not a big eater, did you?
You can eat them.
But well, they weren't cooked at all.
You were able to swallow it. You didn't vomit because you're not like a big food challenge guy.
No, that is what happened. So we gave them like a time limit. And then who could ever could eat the most inside of 5 minutes? And then Tabor got to 23, and you got to 22, whatever it was. And then at the end, and they just both just
you both did.
Yeah, awful. In the bucket together, and then watching each other, they started to just puke more.
Oh.
And the smell. Like 3 minutes or 5 minutes?
Yeah,
whatever it was. So we're chugging beers. I probably drank 3 beers in the time
to wash them down.
Yeah.
And so then here's all the beer and probably so 23 bites, probably 4 whole testicles.
Because they're the size of grapefruits.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I'd rather had horse semen. I'm just saying.
That would have been quicker.
So what bar did you go to last night in L.A. that was featured?
So we went to, in L.A., we went to San Antonio Winery. There's a winery in downtown Los Angeles. Weird. Mm-hmm.
She's a big wine drinker.
Have you been there?
No, but I've heard of it. I've heard of it.
Exactly. It's two blocks. It's in probably some of the least attractive area of downtown L.A., but they have their own.
You can get
Oasis.
Strawberry Hill or that kind of wine.
Exactly. And then we went to Angel City Brewing, which closed and reopened. Edison, which is a great mixology
been
bar.
There.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
beautiful. Amazing.
Unbelievable.
And then we went to Cole's, which is the oldest continually operated bar in L.A., and then to Varnish, which is their sort of speakeasy through a back door there. So we did that.
Did you, at Edison, I've been there once. It's like, you got a reservation and there's a big long line, and then they encourage you to dress in
wear
like 20s.
Wear that outfit that you wore in Game of Thrones, and they'll probably
yeah, that's right. In case you don't know, I'm on Game of Thrones. Yes, that's me.
Oh, yeah. I saw it last night.
They encourage you to like...
Stop. Sorry.
They encourage you at Edison to wear like 20s attire. So people are always there, and they're, meh, see? Yeah. And they're like...
Do they talk like that, too?
Meh, see? Table for four, see? Meh.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
I mean, this place sounds really... like it's awful.
Everyone, the Titanic has sank. It's impossible. It's happening. The Hindenburg, it's amazing.
The humanity.
Okay, let's get out of here.
We'll go down this
You guys way. Are nerds of a different kind.
Let's go get some balls somewhere. This is not fun.
Wash it down with some horse semen.
Seems a little redundant, but whatever.
So you guys have a show here tonight at the Lovitz.
Yeah, and we actually, in every episode of Drinking Made Easy, we do a six-pack challenge. So in Indianapolis, we change the car, the wheels on an Indy car. We also, what have we done? We play the last six holes of Pebble Beach.
We kick field goals at Texas Stadium.
Yeah, the most amazing jobs ever.
So you have to pound a six pack and then do this.
And then do that thing.
Yeah. Well, we don't do them.
We should
drinking.
Actually.
We bet a
do
six
like
pack.
That.
Oh, okay.
So, well, no, Steve, you couldn't like get that. Into most of these places. Someone's going to hand you a tool, a pneumatic gun at Indy to work on a $75 million car after you got a six pack of beer.
Hey, vodka.
That would be.
Could have done it.
Take it to the next level.
There's nothing cool to do in downtown LA besides drink.
Yeah,
it's a fact. We looked it up. It's on the internet web. If you look at Wikipedia, it's true. So we're actually going to do the six-pack challenge here tonight at the theater, live in front of the audience. We're going to videotape it and everything, put it on the show. We're going to chug either a beer or six beers. I don't know what's going to happen.
So we don't know what the challenge is going to be after you drink the beer?
No, it's the drinking of the beer is the challenge.
Is
so the chugging contest?
Yes.
Who? Oh, all right. Who should people bet on between the two of you?
Well,
come on.
Yeah,
he's a better drinker, better eater.
That's true.
Is this
that's
a timed true. Event? Is it going to be how fast you can chug?
Yes. It'll be head to head.
But we got to get the chug challenge here for them. Have you heard about the chug challenge?
Yeah. Those guys reached out. Do you have that here?
Is it here?
I could call the guy and he could run it up here tonight for you guys.
Yeah, let's do that.
Because it's got the neoprene pad that's
like
weighted.
Steve, well, you know, right. You lifted it up too soon, but this is all timed. And
right.
Yeah, I'll call Floyd and we'll get that chug challenge. Call Floyd. Get Floyd on the phone.
Get Floyd on the phone. Tell him about the Titanic.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Floyd, we need the chug challenge.
Put on your patch, boy. Come on in.
We need you to go to the future in 2012, get the chug challenge, and bring it back here today.
So it's Abby.
I'll protect you, Lady Stark.
With my sword, I swear to you. Frank just started watching Game of Thrones last night. The catch is, it ended 3 days ago. It's been on for 2 years. The last episode was 3 days ago.
And so I saw the last episode of the two-year finale.
Can you see how it's good so that you'll go back and...
I like that sort of stuff anyway, and I've heard great things about it. So when I saw, you know, that there's, you know, it's back in that time and swords and things like that.
It's amazing.
They talk funny, right?
Steve started watching it last night,
too. And sex scenes in here are awesome. There were the sex scenes last night.
There are boobs in every episode. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I saw boobs last night.
They're all different. Oh. Big and small and just, it's crazy. It's fantastic.
Would you have liked to have lived in that time?
You know what? It's funny. In those times, if you were a jerk and you weren't afraid to kill somebody for looking at him the way you're looking at me, then you would die. Did you guys watch The Tudors? Same kind of a thing.
Right.
Henry the 8th or whatever, 13th?
Yeah.
I don't know.
17th.
Just guy Henry. Just kill people for pissing him off.
Right.
I don't know. I like this time because I can email Steve and yell at him without actually having to go find him.
But I liked how they were like, this war battle they were having, the guy's like getting handed a boat, a bag of wine. Like, oh, yeah, just getting fucked up and fighting.
Yeah, exactly.
Seems like a good time.
I'd be all worried about.
We do the chug challenge, and then we give you guys swords. And then you like a sword fight on stage tonight.
And you can't have a second bout when someone dies in the first one.
So tonight, doors open at 7:15, I think, here at the Lovitz. You can go to thelovitz.com to buy some tickets to see Zane and Steve tonight on stage. And the chug challenge, I'll try to get that thing up here for you guys.
Yeah, that'd be fun. We've talked to those guys, too, so we should make it happen.
Definitely. And where else can they find you?
DrinkingMadeEasy.com. Everything's there.
I'm going to go get my shirt for
DrinkingMadeEasy.com.
Yeah, I want one of those.
Are you guys coming tonight?
Yeah. Sounds like a good time.
I got to figure out who I'm betting on as far as the drinking goes.
Yeah, Steve's pointing at himself.
I think Steve's going to pour it into his beard.
He forgets his radio.
And it'll hold there.
Steve does a lot of nodding right and pointing.
He's on Steve Cam.
I know, but that's not even a real
penis cam.
Penis cam.
It is. You'll see pictures of yourself on all over the interwebs.
The web, the worldwide, I hear.
So definitely come out tonight to the Lovitz to see Drinking Made Easy live on the stage. Thank you guys for coming
in.
Go to HeidiandFrank.com for everything else.